Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose. Rose Colombo right here for you. And we're going to get started because so many things are happening around the world.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
And it is the Rose right here for you on Wednesday. And it is December 9th. And we are waiting for the results of a Texas Supreme Court decision where I think about seven states have joined in currently, because we are witnessing the hijacking of America's fair and honest elections, and we are witnessing the Democrats ignoring the overwhelming ties to corruption in our elections, as well as the links to communist China for profit by many people, old friends who China influences on the left, and they want Trump out and Biden in. Gee, I wonder why. Before we get started, I just want to remind you that Christmas is around the corner, and if you want to send a loved one, a patriotic friend, a keepsake of the most historic election ever in our history, then you want to check out a gift wrap gift for yourself or for your family member, a loved one, or a friend, a patriotic gift, the Trump 2020 mug. It is a one-of-a-kind original design. It is limited quantities, and you will not want to be without it, because you can pass it on down, because this is the most historic election of all time in U.S. history. Just go to One Cup More, O-N-E-C-U-P-M-O-R-E, onecupmore.com. So let's get started. Let's get started because I came across an article I found was very important. And it's by Anonymous, and it reads, "Why is Donald Trump fighting to stay in office so furiously after being crucified for 4 years straight and losing billions in revenue in his investments and companies? And even his family has been threatened. Do you think he loves being in office? Would you love to go through what he's gone through and his family and Trump supporters? Would you fight to continue to have your life destroyed, your financial security destroyed, your family destroyed and attacked, and your reputation and dragged through the mud, not only in the USA, but around the world, where you have companies around the world? Would you be working for free for the American people under the conditions he's been working under? Well, the Democrats like Pelosi and Waters and Biden's and all these wealthy key Democrats who have made themselves extremely wealthy somehow, being 30 to 50 years, became extremely wealthy and are tied to the Ukraine, Burisma, energy companies, and foreign corrupt nations, including communist China. And Russia, remember Hillary and Uranium One? That uranium was owned by the United States taxpayers, and the entire Democrat Party allowed her to sell 20% of our uranium to a foreign enemy nation, Russia. And that money went into her Clinton Foundation, not back to the American people. And we can't even get a $1,200 stimulus check of our own money from the Democrats, because wealthy Nancy Pelosi, whose heart is as cold as her $24,000 freezer with her designer ice cream in every flavor inside, she has been so cold and uncaring about the American people, she has withheld the stimulus money that belongs to the American people, not to her, from being distributed while people are going hungry in America because of her and the Democrats' lockdowns, who are linked to George Soros, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, CDC, who make billions of dollars from being in the business of research, along with Big Pharma, and making billions of dollars from those vaccines. But they need a customer base, because they are creating so many and developing so many vaccines that I believe that children are getting about 72 vaccines now. Who needs 72 vaccines? And every time they develop a vaccine, they make billions of dollars. So they don't care if people die or are injured, because they have so much money that they just send them a pittance in a settlement. But their lives are ruined should they be one of those who are injured from either prescriptions or from the vaccine, such as Gardasil, Lupron, swine flu, where people actually became sterile, paralyzed, epileptic, chronically ill, and suicidal, and many died. Not only in Texas, when Governor Perry mandated Gardasil for teenage kids, but also in India and Africa and other parts of the United States, when in the 70s, the United States government and the MSM, mainstream media, declared that the swine flu vaccine was 100% safe. And then the lawsuits popped up down the line when people began getting injured, either brain damage, paralysis, chronically ill, or death. Many of these victims never got a penny from Big Pharma, big lobbyists, who convinced the Democrat Congress that they would not be liable for injury. They would be immune. So it's very difficult to file a lawsuit against Big Pharma, or if for that fact, anyone, including the government, for the injuries or the deaths that occur from the direct adverse health effects, because one size doesn't fit all. Think about it. Every person is an individual. You have age, gender, sexual preference, people on medications, people who may have just been vaccinated with other chemicals. You have people with pre-existing serious conditions. And you have people in hospitals and nursing homes who most are there because they have a serious pre-existing condition. And even if they are affected by a cold, it would be very serious and they could die in such a pre-existing serious condition. So we have people who are locking us down because of a flu. People have always stayed home when they get sick. They have a cold. Every year they get the flu. Every year people get the cold. Every year people get pneumonia. And they either stay home or they go to their doctor and they get examined, or they end up in the hospital, or they end up in a nursing home, whatever. People are adults. They don't need the government and Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, CDC, who telling us what we can and cannot do and what we must and must not do. And one of those things that they're saying we must do in California is continuously be locked down while they destroy the middle class. These wealthy Democrats who are making tons of money and still living off the taxpayers whose lives they are destroying, whether it's emotionally, physically, or financially, or all three. And suicides have increased at 200% in the United States of America since Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates began their fear-mongering and locked down the country, and the government did what they told them to do. Why? They have no authority over any American. CDC is in the business of health care and vaccines, making vaccines and making money off of vaccines. They are to recommend. It doesn't mean they have authority to do anything to any American, and neither do these governors have authority to lock people and imprison healthy Americans in their home and make Americans homeless and poor, destroy their businesses, destroy their livelihood, because these are human rights violations. They're human rights violations. They're civil rights violations. They're constitutional rights violations. And this is the United States, and the people are the government. The people pay them to do the will of the majority of Americans and to make America great again, to make America prosperous, and to make sure the economy is strong so people don't end up in poverty. And they're doing the opposite. And they're counting every test, which doctors say is not a case. MSM and CDC are counting every test as a case. They are counting every illness as a case. They're lying and saying that there's more deaths from COVID than heart attacks, the number one killer in America, and cancer, and diabetes, and lung and liver disease, Alzheimer's, drug overdoses, all disappeared. And they're counting every death and recording it as COVID. This inflates the numbers of COVID cases so they can keep us locked down until Americans are poor and dependent on these billionaires using the pre-planned agenda to remove President Trump from office and replace President Trump with a Democrat who's involved with communist China, corrupt nations like the Ukraine, and have become very, very wealthy and created their wealthy family dynasties where they're destroying the middle class in America, small businesses, and forcing people out of work until they're standing in line like in Venezuela using those Dominion Smartmatic voting machines that can be switched. I was a witness to the switch glitch in 2008 at our polling place where the ballots were slipping and punching the wrong person for president. So this is real. And I got a mail-in ballot, and I decided to vote in person. I went to our polling place. They did not ask me for ID. They did not ask me for the ballot back so they could destroy it, the mail-in ballot. So I still had the mail-in ballot. I was handed a pen, a special pen. I went and voted. There were two scanners, one on each side of the room. I don't know if one was for Democrats and one was for Republicans. And then you scanned it, and I walked out without being identified by my driver's license, and I walked out with my mail-in ballot that was not. So we have a problem in the United States of America, and I'm going to continue on in just a moment, so do not touch that dial, because there's a lot of information here that you need to think about and research and come to your own conclusions. So in the meantime, listen to this important message.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, we're back on Colombo Chronicles Live. You're listening to The Rose. We're talking about the hijacking of America's honest elections and ignoring the overwhelming ties of the Democrats and maybe some rhinos, but they're old friends in the Democrat Party tied to China, and many of them have become very, very wealthy and still accept the taxpayer-funded lifetime wages, benefits, and pensions from the American people, despite their wealth, while denying us a stimulus of $1,200 to the American people, despite the fact that the money doesn't belong to Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or the government. It belongs to we, the people. And while they're all wealthy and living in their mansions because of the American people and all the Wall Street CEOs, there are millions of Americans who are struggling to pay their rent, to feed their children, and to go to work, and to try and keep their businesses afloat while this hijacking takes place tied to communist China. In fact, the president of Canada, Justin Trudeau, signed an order in 2019 allowing the communist armed troops along the United States-Canadian borders. Why would he do that at the same time that Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and CDC and China unleashed the coronavirus on the world and America and began fear-mongering and began their lockdowns, which has been for almost 1 year now, while destroying the middle class, the economy that President Trump created for 3.5 years, which was remarkable, with a strong stock market. And they are destroying it all, and they are destroying the prosperity and causing isolation and among people, human beings who need to be with their families, their friends, and their coworkers, not behind a plastic shield and not wearing masks on their faces. If people are that fearful of this unknown virus, which is a flu, and 99.9% of the American people have recovered, which is no different than if you have the flu or a cold and stayed at home for a week, which we've always done, or we have the right to go visit our doctor in person, the government and Fauci and Gates and Soros are our doctors now, and CDC. They're our doctors. And we're supposed to talk to them on Zoom? We're supposed to talk to our doctors and describe our problems on Zoom? While these masks, where's the scientific evidence published in journals, medical and scientific journals, that say there are no ill health effects from wearing a mask around the clock and not breathing in fresh air and exhaling carbon monoxide through your nose and mouth and lungs, and that affects the brain in a healthy way when you're breathing in naturally and exhaling carbon monoxide, which is why God gave us a nose, a mouth, and lungs. If he wanted us to wear a mask, he would eliminate it, the nose, the mouth, and the lungs. They're putting the cosmetic businesses out of business. They are making people feel depressed and suicidal. As I said, there's a 200% increase in suicide. So is a 99.9% recovery and forcing Americans to be locked down as prisoners of their own home, even though they're healthy and they have a free will not given by George Soros, Bill Gates, and Fauci, and Rothschild, and all these billionaires, but to them at birth by God, and telling us we can't go to church, we can't go, we can't sing, we can't chant, we have to whisper. Are they on drugs? What is their issue? Or are they just psychopaths who enjoy watching millions and millions of people die and being made homeless and forced into poverty, and more Americans are standing in line for a loaf of bread today or a bag of food than any time since the Great Depression. And it's increasing, not decreasing, because they're destroying businesses. They're breaking down the food chain by destroying ranches, farms, and restaurants and bars, and they're destroying the food chain and the trucking business. Why? Because Bill Gates' unsubstantial amount of stock in Monsanto, and they're seeking to make farms use GMO non-nutritional seeds while they develop their lab foods and lab meat and make this country a meatless country, which without proper nutrition, like in 1918 during the Spanish flu, 60% of the people were dying of poor nutrition and hunger than they were from the flu. And there was also an increase of pneumonia and tuberculosis because they were freezing to death because they didn't have modern-day heaters like we do today. And the rest who were in the sunshine weren't getting enough ventilation and fresh air and sunshine, which was all eventually came out. And their health department stated at that time the masks didn't work. What really worked was building up the immune system with good nutrition and fresh air, clean water, and ventilation and sunshine. So think about that and what's happening today. Would even try to take down the deep state or other intelligence agencies working to destroy not just Trump and his family, but our entire nation, and allow communist China to remain on our borders between the U.S. and Canada. And it wasn't long ago, under the Obama regime, that people reported they saw communist Chinese army in Mexico in rural areas with military vehicles. And they also, thanks to Bill Clinton, have access to the Long Beach port, and it was tariff-free for 25 years until President Trump was elected. Made them very, very angry when he stopped the tariff-free, and therefore they want President Trump out and Biden in, who is an old friend, apparently, because he and his son flies on Air Force Two at taxpayers' expense to do business with the Bank of China, top executives in China, and helping them buy out U.S. companies, and then his company partners with these communist Chinese companies. How is that not a national security threat to the American people, to the United States Constitution, and to the United States of America? So, why didn't President Trump just play ball like the other establishment presidents, especially on the Democratic side, all allowing China to absorb trillions of our fortunes and steal our intellectual property for decades, while simultaneously allowing America to fall into destruction? And there is a Chinese whistleblower online, but on YouTube, but they probably removed it, which I watched, and he said that the underground had China manufacture and print tens of thousands of 2020 election ballots and fake IDs, U.S. IDs, and ship them to the United States of America for these elections. Well, we know they don't want Trump in. So when people said 132,000 ballots arrived in the dead of night in black vehicles or in trucks and were dumped off in the blue state Democratic states, and people testified who had worked counting ballots for 20 years and stated there were ballots that did not feel the same as the ballots printed in the USA, all dismissed, ignored by the Democrats in these blue states. So if the Democrats in the blue states and their volunteers with the broken chain of command or no chain of command and corralling Republican poll watchers where they can't see what's happening and then telling them to go home early before they dump off the tens of thousands of ballots in the dead of night for Biden, believe that they're doing the right thing, I just want to tell you, you're destroying the greatest nation in the world. You're destroying freedom. You're destroying liberty. You're destroying rights, not only for us, 330 million Americans, but for your families, your children, your grandchildren. They will never see freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty, and have the will, free will, to their own decisions, to speak out, to express their opinions, to be what they want to be and do what they want to do, and leave home without a Gates and Fauci ID 2021 shackle bracelet or ID card or some kind of nano chip included in a vaccine that is inserted into their bodies where they will be tracked and spied upon 24/7 like you will be. And they are not publishing the chemicals that are being included in the vaccine, to my knowledge, along with the materials alleged by doctors to be monkey or human aborted fetal tissue, and they say a tiny amount of mercury. What's a tiny amount of mercury? And aluminum nanoparticles. And who knows what else is in that vaccine that's being fast-tracked in the USA and then around the world. Are we guinea pigs? How many will young people will be made sterile for their depopulation program under Agenda 21 as written and stated? They don't deny it. Bill Gates got on stage and said, well, we need to vaccinate the entire world because there's too many people. And so if, you know, 15% of the population dies, so be it, because that is saving the planet and saving lives. It's a very odd way of thinking. And yet Bill Gates, with all his money, has stepped down from Microsoft that is allegedly linked to Smartmatic, Dominion, and Seidel, which are electronic voting machines that alleged Pelosi's husband and George Soros and Hillary and others are invested in and used in Venezuela so Maduro could communist dictator over there and destroy his country. And then Chavez used them as well to destroy the Cuban people and take away their freedom and their prosperity. And then tied to Barcelona, where when I visited Barcelona, people said, oh, we wish we had Donald Trump as our president. Everybody said it to us, the Americans. The same in Italy. And these machines are linked to Germany. And they're probably all linked to the beast over in Brussels. So America has a serious problem with the hijacking of America's honest elections and ignoring the overwhelming ties to communist China on our borders between U.S. and Canada, thanks to Justin Trudeau, who, as I said, signed an order in 2019, which is about the same time that Gates and Fauci started their fear-mongering, went over to Wuhan, China, to continue with this biochemical research, and then between them and China, you might say U.S. and China, unleashed this biochemical weapon on the world, but we don't really know if it's as dangerous as they are saying, other than for elderly people or anyone who has underlying pre-existing serious conditions like heart disease, liver, lung, drug overdoses, Alzheimer's, etc. So, President Trump, this article says, was chosen. And he's here, and he's hated by the left and China and communists and Marxists like BLM and Antifa, who are funded by George Soros, who hates President Trump and said he would not win the 2016 election. Then he said he will not win the 2020 election, and of course Obama repeated and parroted the same, and so did Nancy Pelosi. What did they know that they would make such a declaration on video, on the national stage and the world stage? And Soros went as far as to say he may be removed before the 2020 elections. And Nancy Pelosi had threatened to have him removed or arrested and called him a criminal along with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and their squad. And they were not removed from Congress. It's a crime to threaten the President of the United States. And no one in the Democratic Congress did anything about it, because they were the ones who were threatening him, along with the Hollywood liberals, the wealthy ones. And then, of course, the conservatives have been silenced on social media and mainstream media, and it's getting worse by the day. President Trump declared this election to be a national emergency when he signed into law executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election on September 12, 2018. 2018 is the year that I read that allegedly the World Bank and the billionaire Illinois Governor Pritzker purchased thousands of COVID from China. Why would they be purchasing testing kits from China in 2018? President Trump was discovered, since he came to power, to have secretly stockpiled millions of guns, millions of weapons. Well, that's great, because Obama and his former DHS director, Napolitano, stockpiled and purchased tons of ammunition and FEMA trains. And under the Bush-Cheney regime, they secretly were using our tax dollars to build private prisons for profit and around the country, secretly, and FEMA camps. Now, what do people what do governments use FEMA camps for? What do they use private prisons for? To warehouse people. Are you and every human being the property and chattel of the United States left, far left, who are tied to China, Ukraine, EU, international bodies, United Nations, Agenda 21, and the wealthy leftists, AI, CEOs, and Gates, and his Microsoft, and George Soros, and his 220 nonprofit organizations, and Dr. Fauci, and they're all tied to Jeffrey Epstein in one way or another. They all support eugenics. They all support the United Nations depopulation program at 50% by 2030, so they only have about 9 years left to get rid of 50% of the population. And what a goal, what an achievement. And then 90% by 2050, but they won't be around in 2050, so most of us won't be around in 2050, probably. So here we go. We've got all of these links and ties and connections to a disaster. President Trump placed the United States into a state of war beginning on May 20th, 2020, that will last until May 20th, 2021. 2021 is an important year because that they are accelerating this program and they're angry that Trump, that the American people voted for President Trump and that Hillary didn't win because Hillary and Bill were to be the, in my opinion, the catalyst to complete this agenda. And that began many, many, many years ago after the KGB was angry at America because we defeated our heroes, including, you know, our families who went to war against the communists in Europe and saved Europe from the Hitler, Marxist, communist armies who were doing what BLM and Antifa are paid to do, probably trained up by Bill Ayers, I would guess. Can't make that statement for sure, but that would be my guess. And because he said he didn't do enough damage to America in the 60s when he was accused of being a domestic terrorist, along with his wife, who went to prison and then became professors and training up your kids and your grandkids into this agenda, who may be now BLM and Antifa members who are communists and Marxists, according to their written statements and stated statements. And then Obama migrated the radicals and terrorists into the USA secretly at night for, with the help and assistance of Hillary Clinton, using our tax dollars to fly them in or force the ICE, Border Patrol, and sheriffs to allow them in if they came across the borders without being background checked, vetted for health issues or for their links to any terrorists or organizations. So they all came in, or even any fake IDs. So they all been coming in to this country as a Trojan horse, it appears. And they ended up chanting on our sidewalks that death to America, death to Christians, death to Jews, etc., death to Israel. And then they set up, they were allowed to steal our land by setting up no-go zones. They were allowed to steal our homeland. And under Obamacare, Americans were forced to pick up the tab for all their living expenses, enslaving us to them. And then Obama and the Democrats passed the bill, the hate crimes bill, which discriminates against all Americans except for gays and Muslims, that if we say anything that they believe is offensive, that they can call the police and ask that we be arrested, which did happen in America. And that was all on Obama and Pelosi, Hillary, and the Democrats. So are all these people who were released from prison, the jihadists, the illegals, the felons, and the Black Panthers and the PLO members part of the BLM, Black Lives Matter, and the Antifa organization that call themselves Marxists and communists and intend to, if you read their goals, break down the family unit in America, which is the foundation of our society. It creates a solid foundation when you have families, the family unit. Destroy our economy. And of course, they've already destroyed morality, because the Chinese goal, the communist goal, I should say, God bless the Chinese who escaped communism, came to America, and all those from third world nations who are here and love America, God bless you. I'm so sorry you are so afraid now, and you have a right to be, of what you are witnessing, because you already lived it, right? And you know what they're doing. God bless you. And so we have this communist agenda that, first of all, they need to break down morality. Second of all, they need to break down the family unit. They need to break down capitalism. They need to destroy freedom, liberty, rights, and sovereignty. And they need to bring the nation to its knees in order to invade. But they aren't using bombs. They're using traitors, domestic enemies inside our government, to influence the government and to change and transform the government, like Obama stated he would do. Only he said it would be done within 5 days after he was inaugurated. He also said we were small-minded and that we needed to give up our liberties, and that he would create the National Civilian Security Force that would be more well-funded and more powerful than the United States military. And, of course, George Soros, Bill Gates, and all these billionaires involved in the New World Order funded him into office. And he was slipped in as a senator without proper vetting, and then again as president of the United States, Barry Sotoro, Barack Hussein Obama, Barack Obama, who is not a natural-born American, was slipped into the office of President of the United States with the Hollywood glitz of the mainstream media, who made him a celebrity. He was cool. He's young, he could sing, he could dance, he could charm. He was good looking. He had it all. So who cared if he was eligible or not? Because Philip J. Berg, attorney at law, filed the lawsuit of eligibility in 2008 before the inauguration. And it was Justice Roberts who dismissed it. And I wrote a letter to Justice Roberts and all the justices stating that I support the lawsuit for eligibility because the American people have standing because they're paying his wages. how much more standing can you have when you're paying $450,000 to a man and you don't know who he is? Because Holder and Obama concealed all the records along with the compliance of the entire government into a Bush presidential order that was already in existence and stated that basically no one can look at Obama's records or background or identification or anything about Obama unless they had permission from Obama and Holder. So that was never going to happen. I don't think it's happened to this day. So it's all very, very well orchestrated. And the only thing they weren't counting on was President Trump and the red wave, because Americans saw communism on the horizon. They saw it coming. They knew something wasn't right. They saw their homeland being taken over by foreigners. And we were forced to support 30 million illegals, while MSM lies and says there's only 11 or 12 million. And they've been saying that since Clinton was in office. And then we had the caravans, thanks to George Soros and the Democrats, Pelosi and Hillary and all of these people supporting the open border caravans from third world nations, and a majority are healthy males from third world nations, unidentified, forced their way into our country. But they didn't really force their way. They were invited by the Democrats. But come on in, the American people will fund your living expenses, health care under Obamacare for the rest of your life. Because we plan on making the middle class poor like you, so everyone can be equally poor, and then we will create a rich and poor nation of fewer people to control and to feed while we destroy the farms of natural food, cows, chickens, pigs. Because after all, those foreigners don't want us to have pork or bacon. And then the vegetarians don't want us to have meat. And of course, there's just too many chickens and ducks in the world, right? So we need to get rid of all these living species. We need to get rid of our cars, our planes, our trains. So how are they going to get rid of the planes? By forcing people to be radiated, which is a killer, or and can make you sterile if you're young, and forcing you to get a no long-term studied, published medical record or scientific record of what is in that vaccine, or the potential direct adverse health effects to each individual person. Because one vaccine doesn't fit all. Babies have a weak immune system. People with cancer and heart disease and other diseases may have weak immune systems. Elderly people probably have a weak immune system if they're in the hospital or in the nursing homes. So what did our government do? So these Qantas Airlines is now saying, oh, sorry, you can't fly unless you're vaccinated. I would like to know, under what authority do CEOs of corporations now have to take away your rights? Or is it extortion? Does it border on extortion? Is it like holding an imaginary gun to your head and saying, you must pay up for your ticket and we'll provide a service, but first to have a needle plunged into your arm with unknown chemicals and materials, and if it kills you or you're fine or you end up chronically ill down the road, too bad. Too bad we're not liable for that. So how much money is the airlines making off of the vaccines? How much more money are they adding on to your airline ticket to pay for the vaccines and make a profit? What authority do they have to deny people the right to travel? What authority did Obama and Chertoff and Soros and OSI systems have to radiate naked X-ray every human going through the airport? Radiation can cause cataracts, aging, cancer. It can stunt the growth of little kids, can make people, young people sterile, and it can cause death, short or long term. No one would ever be able to pinpoint it. You don't even know what levels of radiation they are radiating you at the airports, because there was a report that said they had the levels 10% higher than the government established. Those people don't even know. Could have been me, it could have been you, that the levels were that high. And then we have the 5G towers. More radiation, more EMPs, more microwaves. We are being killed, not by COVID, in my opinion, by radiation, microwaves, and EMPs. They are killing our healthy cells, in my opinion. And once those free radicals are unleashed by radiation, EMPs, and microwaves in the body, I know this because I attended many workshops with doctors when the after being in the beauty industry for 25 years, and they had the suntanning beds. So the government came and attacked beauty salons like they're doing today and said they're going to regulate the suntanning beds. But they don't care about radiating you at the airports by, and I would guess, it's an opinion, an assumption, an allegation that those people radiating you are not licensed by the state, have not been trained and licensed, and are not medical staff or X-ray technicians who have licenses from each state. And they are bypassing the consent form. So again, it's do as we tell you to do, and whether it adversely affects your health or not, or kills you, or else you can't fly. Is that Americanism? Or is it communism? So here we are with our current president, who won by a landslide on November 3rd, 2020, when the polls closed and the elections were over. But now the Democrat states are saying, and even the Democrat judges, oh, well, we're going to ignore all these ballots and Dominion switch glitches after 11-3 that were counted after 11-3 or changed after 11-3 when the polls closed until we get the result we want. Well, I got news for them. The majority of Americans do not believe the results. They do not believe that a man who can't complete a sentence, who can't focus, and says the thing, you all know the thing. Is that what he's going to say to the military when we're invaded? Hey, you know the thing, just get out the thing and do the thing. You know the thing. That is unbelievable, not believable, and neither is 80 million votes. All you Democrat judges and all you Democrat legislators who are selling out our nation and undermining the Constitution of the United States of America and accepting money from foreign nations to influence you and do as they want you to do, need to get on your knees and beg God for forgiveness and repent from all of your sins and do the right thing to save the United States of America and the free and honest integrity of the presidential elections. And try again in 4 years. Because this isn't about you. It's about 330 million Americans and a military who puts their lives on the line every day, law enforcers who do not want to arrest law-abiding Americans who pay their wages because they're not wearing a stupid mask, and because they're opening their businesses and they're working to provide for the necessities of life for their families, which is the law. It's a human rights law. It's a moral and ethical law. We don't need your lousy $1,200, every 6 months? How are we going to pay our rent with $1,200 every 6 months if you decide, Nancy Pelosi, to release our own tax dollars back to us while you live in your mansion behind closed walls and with armed security probably? And go get your hair done, and you don't wear a mask. Dr. Fauci rips his mask off, aft cameras are off, as does many of these Democrat governors. They're laughing at us, but they're destroying us. And they're destroying their own families and their own future of their own children. And they're destroying all the past veterans and those who died for freedom, to keep America, the one nation under God, free. The only nation that is one nation under God upon the entire earth, granted by God to each human being. And Americans need to stand up, speak out, and if we must, 81 million should march on D.C. and say we voted for Donald Trump peacefully, legally, but stay there until we know that the election is restored and that the corruption is being recognized by the Department of Justice, A.G. William Barr, Investigator Durham, the FBI, the military, and every public servant paid with our hard-earned sweat of our brow. Past and current. It is up to you to decide if you are going to go along with China and the corruption as they unleashed with Dr. Fauci's research and Obama's funding over in Wuhan. And it's alleged that Gates, Soros, own a lab in Wuhan, and that many of these CEOs in AI are tied to China, communist China, and they are silencing we the people, their own parents, their own children, their own families, because they think that communists will not go after them. The communists go after their own billionaires. The communists, the Marxists, don't care. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in a higher power. And they don't believe in human rights. They believe in knocking down doors, confiscating whatever they want, forcing you to comply. And that is happening in America. So it's very, very concerning. So every judge, every justice, search your heart. Do you love your country? Or do you love money? Do you love God? Or do you love money? Do you want to go to hell for eternity? Or do you want to go to heaven with God? Do you want to save America or destroy America? Do you want to save freedom, liberty, and rights for your children, traditions, holidays, free enterprise, opportunity to open your own business, the opportunity to go to college, to be what you want, the best health care in the world? Or do you want to be communist China under the CCP thumb, who spy and track and deny human rights? Or Venezuela or Cuba? Do you want your family to stand in line? Because it will affect your family. Maybe not immediately, but over time, it will. It'll hit everybody. Do you want your family standing in line? Do you want not to be able to hug your child, to kiss your child, your wife, to procreate? You know the truth. You know what's happening. We know the truth too, and we know what's happening. And we're praying that you search your heart, your mind, your soul, and save the greatest republic and the greatest nation, one nation under God. And you swore and pledged your allegiance to the United States flag and the U.S. Constitution. Do not undo what the framers thought to do, and the military, and the veterans, and our parents and grandparents and families and friends and fellow Americans. Do not destroy it. You'll never get it back. It will never come back. Your children will never know freedom. They will be controlled. Their minds will be controlled. God bless you. I hope you got something out of this. I hope you do your homework and your research. And keep praying that SCOTUS does the right thing. Let me tell you what General Flynn stated. Americans are sick and tired of waiting for answers from the U.S. Attorney General, U.S. Attorney John Durham, and the Senate Judiciary Committee. How this whole system has operated from really day one, I'm a little bit disappointed. Flynn said he would give Attorney General William Barr a lot of room over the probe because Barr has had to deal with a swampy Department of Justice. But the rest of the case has been laid out in spades by some members of Congress. People just want to make sure that our government is also taking care of itself in terms of accountability, said Flynn. That's not the case. And Durham and the Durham situation is just a big part of that right now. The American people, they're not going to stand for it. Through my case, we've exposed and un- an underbelly of Washington, D.C. that's grotesque. And then there's Biden's COVID plan revealed. He makes stunning pledge for the first 100 days of his presidency. This is not a presidency. It's a dictatorship. He's influenced by China. They said so. If Joe Biden gets installed in the White House in January, wrote Samantha Chang, he plans to impose a mask mandate during his first 100 days and will push a mass vaccination of 100 million vaccines. That's 10 million vaccines. What? Every 10 million vaccines every so often until it reaches 100 million. Well, yeah, over 30 days. He's got to push out 10 million vaccines somewhere over 30 days until it reaches 100 million. Does that sound like a nation, institution of the United States of America, or does it sound like the CCP? Remember when Biden said you ain't black if you didn't vote for him? He's now saying you ain't patriotic if you don't wear face mask or burkas. How does a burqa make you an American patriot? I'm warning you, America, this is Sharia law, and it is a communist manifesto because people have gotten involved with communist, Marxist, Sharia law nations, and they praised Iran when he threatened to have the President of the United States assassinated and offered a reward, financial incentive to assassinate the President of the United States, and the Democrats praised him. And the terrorists that, the most dangerous terrorists of all time, who murdered our military men and women, and President Trump had him assassinated. But no one cared when Obama had the president of Libya, Gaddafi, assassinated him and Hillary. And Hillary was hysterical. She was laughing her head off during an interview. We came, we saw, we killed. Well, they also killed innocent people in Libya, firing off 220 Tomahawk missiles at them, destroying their homes, their businesses, their families, killing their friends and families and neighbors. Libya never threatened the United States of America, to my knowledge. In fact, Gaddafi said that, called Obama my son, our son, and congratulated him and couldn't believe that America elected a Kenyan president. Those were his words. And so what did Obama and Hillary do? They had him assassinated. And she laughed. And she laughed when the senator, during the Senate hearings, were questioning her on Benghazi and the deaths and the murders and tortures of a U.S. ambassador and American heroes who were abandoned by Obama and Hillary when the military was ready to go and try to save their lives. And they were stopped. They're told to stand down. And Biden will appoint her to a position. He will probably appoint Obama to the Supreme Court or nominate him for the Supreme Court. And Kerry. And all of them will come back. All of them. The same old friends that the Chinese professor said that China used to influence the United States government. Is America doomed by hijacking America's honest elections and destroying the integrity of the presidential elections? by ignoring the fraud and ignoring the overwhelming ties to China? Well, a recently recorded lecture showing a Chinese Communist Party expert explaining how Beijing had people at the top of America's core and inner circle has found its way onto the internet in the United States after being censored in China. This is on the New York Post by Emily Jacobs. The lecture given by Dai Dongsheng, Vice Dean of the School of International Relations in Renmin University. This is an intelligent man. In late November, also included references to President-elect Joe Biden and Hunter and his business dealings in the communist country. Speaking about what was pushing the Chinese to accelerate the reopening of their financial sectors, Dai made the revelation that Beijing had a rarely discussed advantage in working with the United States prior to the Trump administration. We know that the Trump administration is in a trade war with us. So why can't we fix the Trump administration? Why did China and the United States used to be able to settle all kinds of issues between 1992 and 2016? He's talking about all Democrats. All Democrats. That was the Clinton, Hillary, Kerry, Biden, Brennan, Comey, Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, Reid, etc. between 1992 and Obama's same people, 1992 and 2016. Dai asked, going on to answer the question himself. He said, I'm going to throw out something, maybe a little bit explosive here. It's just because we have people at the top. We have our old friends who are at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence. Well, you can begin with Bill Clinton when he was alleged to have taken bribes for giving the communist Chinese a tour of the White House and national security. And then he was alleged to have taken bribes for renting the Abraham Lincoln bedroom out to the communist Chinese and giving them a state dinner. And then you can name Bill Clinton when he attempted to give the Long Beach Naval Base and Long Beach Port to communist China, tariff-free. And then Anthony J. Hilder started a protest, and they ended up in a Senate hearing, and then Bill Clinton ended up leasing the Long Beach Naval Base and Long Beach Port tariff-free for 25 years to communist China, who had committed a genocide. Their leader at that time had committed a genocide against their own citizens for protesting the tyranny in their country. And this was a foreign enemy nation. Well, Hillary Clinton, at the same time, was meeting with Walmart founders, and she and Vince Foster were the legal counsel for Walmart for about 6 years, I believe. And she also sat on the board of directors, reported in several articles. And that is a conflict of interest, but nobody cared. And Vince Foster ended up shooting himself in the back or something like that. And that story was swept by the wayside as well. But in the meantime, Walmart was a key player with the communist Chinese because most of their products are imported from communist China. And then, of course, Costco also put a lot of businesses out of business and became a huge player in America's retail sales. And most of their products are from communist China as well. And so in the meantime, communist China was stealing intellectual property as well as stealing designer intellectual property, such as purses and jewelry and clothing, etc. So it goes on to say, so that was the beginning. And then in 1993, communist China was caught smuggling in AK-47s into California, and they got caught, and then they threatened to blow Los Angeles off the face of the map. Well, Clinton was in office, so there you go. So this article by Emily Jacobs on New York Post says, I'm going to throw out something. Well, I read this, but it's important. This Chinese professor says, Dai Dong Xing. I'm going to throw out something maybe a little bit explosive here. It's just because we have people at the top. We have our old friends who are at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence, the top Chinese political scientists continued. And these were all during the Clinton-Obama years and Democrats in power. Dai added during the lecture that for the past 40 years, we have been utilizing the core power of the United States of America. I think they're utilizing it right now during these elections. As for the future of the United States-China relationship, Dai appeared optimistic about China's ability to thrive under an incoming President Biden. They're going to thrive. Yes, they're going to thrive because we're compromised. And President Trump cut off ties to bring back jobs to America and save America from a communist takeover. And they have their troops, thanks to Justin Trudeau's order of 2019 on U.S.-Canadian borders, possibly in Mexico, who knows. And I saw them marching, the Chinese Communist Army marching about 2017 through the Tucson in Arizona. And everybody was just shocked. We were all just standing there watching, what the heck are they doing there? And then about, I don't know, maybe it's 2011, somewhere around that time, when Obama was president, there was the Russian Navy and two communist Chinese naval ships with missiles docked in San Francisco Bay. Just thought I'd throw that out there. So during the U.S.-China trade war, Wall Street tried to help, and I know that my friends on the U.S. side told me that they had tried to help, but they couldn't do much. But now we're seeing Biden was elected. The traditional elite, the political elite, the establishment, they're very close to Wall Street, so you see that, right? Is he talking about Gates and Fauci and George Soros and all those invested in Big Pharma and CDC and WHO, and who are all tied to communist China? We were getting our prescriptions, our vaccines, the testing kits, the gloves, the goggles, the mask, all made in China. And they used our tax dollars in California and other states to spend $1 billion in California to buy those masks from communist China. So they're making China wealthy, paying slave labor to import all these items into the USA while they keep us locked down as prisoners in our own homes. And we're free, healthy Americans. Hello? Who are they? Who are these people locking us down? They're just people. Recall them. Vote them out. Protest peacefully. Do something, America. Okay, so it goes on to say, but now we're seeing Biden was elected, the traditional elite, the political elite. They call themselves the elite. Why do they call themselves the elite? Are they all that elite? Because they look down on us. Because they think because they have billions or millions of dollars that they can snub their noses at us and the Constitution and fair and honest elections. Because money talks, right? If money didn't talk, we wouldn't be in this situation. So they're very close to Wall Street, so Wall Street's involved. So you can see all that, right? Right. AI, social media, MSM, Big Pharma, CDC, WHO, Hollywood, etc. Hollywood Libs. Dye asked the audience, noting that the next administration would likely take a very different stance from that of President Trump. Dye went on to suggest that Hunter Biden, whose business dealings in the Ukraine and China have come under scrutiny. Oh, not so much. Nothing's happening. Hello, you get to be president of the United States and you get to be the president's son while you're suing President Trump's daughter. Wow. She didn't make any deals like buying out a U.S. company who makes military parts or maybe software, voting, electronic voting software with communist China, and then partner with your American business with communist China. How's that even possible or legal? How's that allowed by the federal government to even happen? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. Dye went on to suggest that Hunter Biden, whose business dealings in the Ukraine and China have come under scrutiny, received help from the Chinese in his business efforts, like the Bank of China, like top executives in China. How did he access all of them if his dad was not the vice president of the United States at that time? Is the question blowing in the wind. Right? Right. So, there are so many issues, and it's so convoluted and complex that don't concentrate on all of it. Just remember that if you do your homework and you do your research, you can come to your own conclusions. Don't believe me. Don't believe any journalists. Don't believe MSM or the government. Do your own homework. The answers are there. The answers are all around us. Are you locked down? Are you isolated? Are you dying from loneliness? Are you dying from not being able to go visit your parents and your grandparents or a loved one in the hospital or a nursing home? Are you losing your home? Did you lose your job permanently? Did you lose your business permanently? Because I see lots and lots of businesses shut down now, more every day. I see them online. I see them when I'm driving. Businesses that were there for years, American businesses, small business owners who reached their American dream. And now they're depressed. They're crying. Our government on the left, who are tied to communist China, on corrupt countries like the Ukraine, corrupt businesses like Burisma, or selling illegally, trafficking guns over into Mexico and selling them to cartels, all using our tax dollars while they are making themselves extremely wealthy, making these secret deals, and nobody wants to address it. So our children and grandchildren and future generations, if we don't turn this around, will never know America. We'll never know our history, our traditions, our holidays, our laws, our way of life, our culture, our civilization, our foods, our American way of life, our freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty gone because of these evil, greedy, psychopath thieves who have just stolen our election. And we're not stupid, and we know they stole it. They hijacked it. And on that note, I hope you got something out of this. God bless you. God bless America. God bless President Trump and his family and all he's done without taking wages and took losses on his businesses to save our nation. And we have people who are crooked, who are hijacking our votes. Could be the last election if you don't fight back. And if the SCOTUS doesn't do the right thing, and the only duty they have, remember this, the only duty the U.S. justices have is to uphold honest, fair elections and the integrity of the elections, and to uphold the United States Constitution. That's their only duty. Not to ignore evidence, not to ignore ties with Burisma, China, CCP, Wall Street, who are taking us down. But we're not going to go down. We're going to stand up. People like Gates, Fauci, CDC administrators who they have no authority over us. Why did Obama give CDC police powers? They're not a government agency. We didn't elect them into office. What authority do they have over us? I want to know, and you should want to know. Start asking questions, calling your reps, ask them these questions. Most of them won't even talk to you, so ask the staff. Write them, email them, call. And that Governor Kemp over in Georgia, he's another one you need to call. How dare him not uphold the law? 404-656-1776. Brian Kemp, 404-656-1776 in Georgia. How dare him turn his back on fair and honest elections and not address the corruption. God bless you. Gotta go. Talk to you next Wednesday. Have a special guest for you, like always. But I had this on my mind, and I needed to tell you the truth. The truth shall set us free. The truth cannot be attacked. Only the lies can crumble right before their eyes if Americans never give up their freedom to communist China and traitors to our country.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.